Film Columbia, Columbia County's premier annual cultural event, screens the very best upcoming American and international films for 10 days in late October. Get ready for those of you who want to feel old, but they're celebrating their 25th anniversary. How did that happen? October 17th through the 26th, 2025, so in just a few days. If a film screens at Film Columbia, there's more than a good chance that following its official release, it will go on to be nominated for one of the industry's top prizes. Just look at the festival's programming over the past several years, and you will certainly see that trend. Among the most popular special events is the Mystery Saturday Sneak Preview film, which is only revealed to the audience moments before the screening. To tell us more, we welcome Calliope Nicholas, who is the longtime director of the festival and co-director and manager of residency programs at Malay Arts and International Artist Residency in Austerlitz, New York, and Marissa Neff, who is the new executive director of the Crandall Theater. It is a great pleasure to welcome you both to the program. Hello.
Hello, Joe. Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have you there. So a couple things going on, right? We have the festival.
Yep.
And then also the fact of the reopening of the Crandall.
Yeah, it just went through a huge renovation, and we're doing the ribbon cutting on Wednesday. And Marissa's been in there getting everything set up with new staff, that sort of thing.
Go ahead. Yeah, in the trenches. But yes, it's been a joy to bring the Crandall back to life. It's been closed for about a year now. And we are reopening this Wednesday. We'll have a public open house from 11 to 1. So anyone who wants to can come through and see what we've done. State-of-the-art renovation and restoration of many of the historical elements of the theater.
I mean, it's such a beautiful theater to begin with. And then to having it restored and updated. Wow.
Yes.
It must be very, very special.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's only one of 54 remaining historic single screen movie theaters in the country.
Really?
So yes, it's one of those old movie palaces where you get to enjoy a movie in the, among 473 other people.
Such a beautiful, intimate, shared experience.
Exactly.
That's wonderful.
Exactly.
Give me a sense of your involvement here. You've been with Film Columbia for a long time, when did you start to oversee the project and knew that you would become the executive director?
Well, I come from a background in filmmaking, and I essentially joined or became involved with the Crandall as a programmer of children's films. I moved here in 2020 with a three-year-old and then spent our first pandemic winter, and we were just desperate for activities for him. So I approached the Crandall and eventually created this series called Kid Flicks, which is a monthly children's programming series with educational activities. And then I was invited to join the board, eventually became the VP of programming on the board, and then became executive director in July.
Oh, that's great. Well, so not that long. It's all...
No.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Calliope, how did this, when you look at this, the two do go hand in hand as far as the longevity of the festival and the renovation and rebirth of this incredible venue.
Yeah, it's been really an interesting ride for me because I've been involved with Film Columbia and the Crandall since Film Columbia's inception in 1999 and as its festival director since 2002. And at that point, we were a weekend just starting and renting the theater from Tony Carino, who was the owner of the theater at that time. And now to this day, where as a board, we run and own the theater as a nonprofit, and now we've grown to a 10-day film festival and amazing board, amazing staff, and everybody has really put their heart into making this a success. So it's just been fun to see how it's evolved over the past 25, 26 years.
October 17th through the 26th of this year, celebrating its 25th anniversary. What can people expect? What are the highlights?
Well, we're honoring Stephen Lang starting on Friday on our opening day with several films that he had wanted to screen, including starting the film Last Exit to Brooklyn, which people should go see. It's a really interesting film if you haven't seen it. And yeah. again, Steven's acting in it. And then he's going to be, he also won a Sisu, The Road to Revenge, which is a second of the Sisu series, which he'll do a Q&A on afterwards. And this is on Friday. Another film of his, a new one that he's in called The Optimist, is going to be on Saturday. And we've got amazing films coming through. We have 9 countries who are representing their films as a possible either Oscar nomination or win. So we've got that. And then we've got Kelly Reichardt's new film, The Mastermind, a heist film. We have Sentimental Value, Jacques Mutrier, starring Stellan Skarsgård. And Jodie Foster in a new film that she's in, where she speaks French. So we've got all these national, international films that are just, you know, the top of the line. They're all pre-released. Many of them, like you said, will go on to win awards.
What is it like to figure that out of as it all starts to come together? Because you have, I assume you have lots of choices, and then you winnow it down.
We actually, shout out to Lawrence Kardish, our main programmer, who travels to Berlin and Cannes and Toronto film festivals, and from there has a relationship with the distributors and starts to pull in these films. You know, and we also, you know our audience and our community, so we really strive to pick films that we think will be engaging for people, interesting, that sort of thing afterwards. So,
what is it like for you to have been a part of this process?
I mean, it's been incredible. I've been a devotee of the Crandall for years. I've been coming to the area for many years because my mom, essentially, who worked at Sesame Street, was told to buy property up here through someone who she worked with. So I've been coming up since I was a child, and I've loved the Crandall ever since I started coming up. And I just, it's so thrilling to see it really come to shape in this way.
Okay, so I teach students and do courses in interviewing, and I mention sometimes that every once in a while there's the hand grenade that happens in an interview, and so as I'm talking to you and you're talking about coming to this area and working with your child and bringing children's programming to the Crandall. And then you drop Sesame Street into the equation. I have to talk to you for a minute. So let me.
Apologies.
Well, no, not at all. I find it fascinating. I mean, so you come by this honestly then?
Yes, I think so.
Yes. What did your mom do or is doing?
No, my mom's nearly 90.
Oh, good for her.
So yeah. She's still with us. She just had cataract surgery today, actually.
Oh, well,
but she, no, she worked there for decades. I got to be on the show as a kid. And yes, Sesame Street just was totally infused into every aspect of my life growing up.
What was her role in the show?
She was the VP of marketing. So she kind of, I mean, I would say that her main mission working there was to make sure that that the way that children were depicted on their, you know, products and whatnot was inclusive. So that was kind of how she made her stamp. She moved to the States, actually, went from Barbados when she was 11.
And so for you, when you're working on these projects, I mean, there's still, I assume, that desire to be inclusive.
Very much so. I mean, I think that that's kind of at the heart of how we're approaching programming from here on out. We are making sure that we have that things are accessible to all members of our community. We are initiating a Community Wednesdays program where we'll have $6 tickets for everyone. So that is geared toward our full-time residents. We're continuing the Kid Flicks program, which will be a monthly program. Although during Halloween weekend, we'll have 2 Kid Flicks back-to-back,
nice.
Doubleheader, Wallace and Gromit and Coco on Day of the Dead. We are creating all kinds of community initiatives just to make things more welcoming to everybody.
Are there, and then we'll get back to the festival, but are there really good films still available out there for kids?
Oh, yes.
That are being made now.
Yes, very much so. I mean, yes, all the time.
During Film Columbia, yes. We're screening, it's free to the community. It was sponsored by Hudson River Bank and Trust Foundation. It's called GROW, which is an English film. And feature film, and that'll be screening on Saturday at 10:30 a.m.
Yes.
For the community, for kids.
Wonderful. As far as the as you talked about this, Calliope, of the growing of the festival to 10 days, but it's a lot, but it's there's so much there, and it's so thoughtful, and people can kind of, they can take it all in, or they can dip in, dip out.
Exactly. And it's there are people that will try to come and see every single film. So we're screening 4 to 5 films a day over the 10-day period. And there will be people that will be coming in every single film. And there's others that will come in just for their special interest and going from there. But the fact that we've got the renovation, the theater is so beautiful on the inside. And it's just, I think people are going to be wowed by it. And to be in this atmosphere. And, you know, we're celebrating our 100th year next year for the Crandall Theater. And we really want this to be a destination for people. This is an amazing spot for the community to come together. And not only to see films, but again, in programming, we want to get people coming in, a variety of groups. So we're doing the programming around all of that, with that in mind.
So doing the programming around it, it has the programming for this particular festival, given the anniversary, given the renovation of the theater, has that changed anything that you were looking for something or to say, oh, we really ought to, like, now's the time that we should do this?
In some ways, but I think more just looking to the future, that we really want to involve filmmakers, have some more intimate settings, workshops, that sort of thing, which will probably segue from, you know, some of the programming that we have during the film festival. We have a whole space behind the screen that we're going to be calling Behind the Screen, which is a space for about 50 to 75 people. So that's where we'll have workshops, Q&As, maybe filmmakers coming in and giving their special film that they love and talking about that. So that's how we want to mix up the programming a bit, not just, you know, screening first run films.
Right.
Yes, and we're expanding our literary programming as well.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially partnering up with the Chatham Bookstore and the Chatham Public Library, again, to increase accessibility. So when we have a literary event, if people want to buy the book, they can do so at the bookstore. If they want to borrow the book, they can do so through the library. So it'll just cover all the bases on that front.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and then we're going to do a book to film to screen adaptation. So we'll have a book club where they can read the book and then we'll watch the film.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool.
Yeah.
And we can continue the ongoing conversation of which is better.
Exactly. And I'm sure that'll be part of the conversation.
Never ending.
I often have a lot to say on this.
Yeah.
It is. So once you have all this and you're looking at this particular event, give us some of the highlights that people should look out for.
Brian Cox is screening directing his first film.
Yep.
Glenn Lothran, and which he's also going to be acting in, and that's with Alan Cummings. He'll be doing a Q&A afterwards.
Very cool.
We've got Richard Linklater's new film, Nouveau Vague, which is his cinephile fantasy in Paris in the late 1950s, which will be great to watch. Again, I mentioned Jodie Foster in Private Life. Documentaries, including Monk in Pieces with Meredith Monk. We'll have a screening of that along with the Q&A with director Billy Shebar afterwards. And like I said, there's a lot of really great national and international films. Again, pre-release, so people are going to be able to get the first look at these films at the theater in all of its glory.
That's so exciting. Anything you'd like to add to
the
big films that are going to be available?
I was just going to say that we also have my Melissa Fox's film.
Mm-hmm. My Underground Mother.
My Underground Mother.
Yeah.
So she's coming in for a Q&A as well. So lots of Q&As.
Lots of Q&As. And actually, that's a very interesting film because it's Marissa Fox is a journalist who starts to discover her mother was very quiet about her private life. Turns out her mother was
kind of agent.
She was like a freedom fighter, maybe a double agent, a femme fatale during the Nazi occupation during World War II. Yeah, yeah. So this is her discovery. This is what this documentary is about.
You've, as you say, you've been there since the beginning, since the inception. What has it been like to see this grow and to become the event that it's become?
It's been a real labor of love, but really interesting, and all of us gathering together to really make this a success. And between the staff, the team, we've all been together for a long time, the board, I mean, everyone, I don't know, it's been really wonderful to see it evolve over the years. It's been kind of an organic process, and we get better at it every year, and being able to go through and saying, okay, what worked, what didn't, tweaking it, you know, listening to the community as far as what they would like to see, all of that. It's just a really, really interesting process.
And what I think, just the fact that you have this 25th anniversary you're celebrating, but then at the end of that, you have this beautifully renovated theater and you can look to the future and say, okay, bring it on. Like, let's do this all cool new stuff.
Exactly. With all this great programming that we're really excited and trying and seeing what's going to work and what will be appealing to the audience and what other things can we do to I don't know, again, make it. It should be a destination. The Crandall is an amazing spot.
Agreed. I mean, we don't call it the jewel of Chatham's Main Street for nothing. It really is that.
It really is. And so once the festival ends day to day, then you're still working on all these programs, and it's but that's always like you enjoy that. That's a fun part of
very
it.
Much
to come
so.
Up with new stuff.
That is the fun part of it.
Yes.
Just figuring out, as Calliope was saying, just working together on figuring out what works and what is going to excite our community and be new for our community and make sure that things are inclusive. So we're just focusing on all of those things. We have a lot of amazing programming coming up for Halloween. Mm-hmm. Halloween night, we'll have Rocky Horror with a local shadow cast. We'll have Phantom of the Opera on Saturday night of Halloween weekend with a live musical accompaniment, and an organist is coming through to play to that. So, lots of excitement
we're continuing
coming up.
Continuing on.
I mean, that's what a community theater should be doing on Halloween weekend, right? I mean, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on. Film Columbia's 25th is happening October 17th through the 26th. You can find out more information by going to crandalltheater.org/FilmColumbia, crandalltheater.org/FilmColumbia. Film Columbia celebrating its 25th anniversary, October 17th through the 26th. Calliope Nicholas is the longtime director of the festival and co-director and manager of residency programs at Malay Arts. Everything's going there okay?
Everything's going amazing,
fantastic. And Marissa Neff, the new executive director at the Crandall Theater, thank you so much for joining us. A delight to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Have a beautiful festival and a beautiful celebration for the 25th.
Thanks. Come watch a movie.
Can't wait. Okay. Again, crandalltheater.org, crandalltheater.org, and you can find out more there. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.